Hello, welcome to Cardigans, the show about life by two guys who like living. Most of the time.
I'm your host, Howard Malk.
I'm your other host, Joshua Motterpro.
Let's talk about that intro.
Most of the time was an addition today for those of you who are new to Cardigans. Normally we're just, you know, the show about life by two guys who like living, but today we had to add the phrase most of the time, and it's largely due to the events that transpired earlier today.
Yeah, and today was one of our worst days in the history of things that we've done.
Yeah.
So let's give a little background.
That's including that time that we burned a guy alive.
Well, it wasn't us. Getting burned, that is.
It was us doing the burning.
I guess I'm not running for public office anytime soon. me and my friend Josh from Motor Pearl.
That's me.
I'm Howard Malk, by the way. Are big fans of this television program on Adult Swim called Rick and Morty.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
you look to me confirmed.
It is called Rick and Morty.
Yes,
and they just finished up the third season about a while ago. Today is October 7th.
Ooh, dating the episode already.
Well, I'm just saying that because about a week ago on last Sunday was the season finale.
Yes,
of season 3. Now in the season premiere, spoiler alert, but this isn't really a spoiler. They just kind of talk about McDonald's Szechuan sauce a lot.
Yeah, it was a special sauce that was a movie promotion for the Disney movie Mulan, and it was available for a limited time in 1998?
Yes, 1998. It was available for a limited run. And some people really liked it, and some people said it was just okay, and whatever the reason, they just stopped making it. So they decided it wasn't permanent, it was just for Mulan. But Rick and Morty had a huge following. It's not just me and Josh.
Yeah.
Mutter Pearl, my friend.
That's me.
He's
Howard Monk, by the way.
Yeah. So what happened was, I remember. Sorry, unless you want to say it.
No, you can go ahead.
So the fans were like, bring back Szechuan sauce, and then they did, for one day only, in very limited supply.
Very limited supply.
Like, we'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
Incredibly limited supply, and in only a select few, McDonald's, a very select few. So we actually had to go to a website in advance and see if there's one even in our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
There was one in all of Northern Virginia, which may or may not be where we're located.
May or may not.
But it was the closest one to us. It was in Northern Virginia. And there's only one of them in all of Northern Virginia. And they open at 2. They don't open at 2, but they start selling out the sauce at 2 o'clock. So we get there at 1. There's already a pretty big line, but we're pretty close to the front of it. So we get in line, and by 2 o'clock, we're in the first... I'd say, like, at least the first fifth or sixth of the line.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So we're way in the front of the line. And for the whole hour...
We're hearing all these rumors going around.
The manager comes out, and he's like, we have no sauce. And we're like, is that even the manager? So we didn't believe he was the manager. So we just kind of stayed in line. No one was leaving. Some people left, most people stayed. 2 o'clock comes. And at about 1:50, the manager comes out and he goes, we do have sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, okay... So they do have sauce. And then he's like, but we only have 10.
10.
10 sauces.
10 sauces.
And 11 posters. And the posters, I mean, they're not sauce. So we wanted the sauce. So, okay. 10 sauce. That can't be right. I thought to myself.
Yeah. And I thought to myself as well.
We had this idea that perhaps, because these sauces are going to be collector's items, we were going to taste test it on the show. And then we kind of grew wise and realized that we could sell it for like $1,000.
Yeah.
So these are $1,000 sauce cups. And I'm not kidding. Like, go on eBay right now. Bidding's already at $100, and there's like 3 days left on the bidding.
Mm-hmm.
These are super rare sauces. So we thought, all right, the people just pocketed it. And when they realize how many people are here and that they're not leaving, they're going to bring them out and start giving away like they're supposed to. So 2 o'clock comes. First 10 people get their sauce. Next 11 people get a poster. And they're out. They're out of
sauces.
No more sauce. That's it. And
we get to the front of the line.
We're in the front of the line too.
That, like, yeah, like 10 people after the last poster is given.
So if they had like 50 sauces, we would have got one. That's not a ridiculous thing to ask. It's not a crazy request for them to have 50 of these sauces that they're only bringing back for today in one restaurant in all of Northern Virginia. No, they had 10 sauces.
10 sauces.
What? So there's no sauce. No Szechuan sauce. No posters either. They gave out the posters. It's made me so mad.
Made me just as mad.
Because we just wasted like an hour and like and a half.
And a half.
Just waiting in line for nothing. And the whole point of this was to promote their new buttermilk crispy tenders. Yeah, they have these buttermilk crispy tenders that are new. So they're like, get the tenders and we'll give you the sauce.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, all right, maybe they're, I don't know. I was hungry. I was going to not order anything.
Yeah, but we were going to protest. But the thing is, we had waited so long for the food that we were starving now.
And the manager thought he'd make it up to us. And this isn't the manager's fault. This is McDonald's Corporation's fault. But the manager didn't handle it like the best either. Like the whole McDonald's, yeah. I hate this. Okay.
Yeah.
There's McDonald's, I don't do fast food very much. I'm really not a big fan. But of all the fast food I've ever been to, this particular McDonald's franchise, oh, and sorry for name dropping. I don't usually name drop. But you know what? They deserve it.
They do deserve it.
This particular franchise, this one building, is the worst McDonald's, worst fast food restaurant I've ever been to in my life.
Yeah.
I hate it. So I don't know why the McDonald's Corporation chose that to be the one representative for all of Nova. That's slang for Northern Virginia, by the way.
Yeah, for all you youngsters out there.
But that's what they did. So I feel like I've been going on. You want to talk?
No, keep going a little bit. I'm still stewing in this. You know, I'm kind of too mad to start talking. I might start shouting, ripping things. I might throw the mic into the wall.
Yeah. So we go and we get the sauce. We don't get the sauce.
We don't get the sauce.
We get to the front of the line, and I'm like, so do you have any sauce? And he's like, no sauce, no posters, no stickers. I'm like, there's stickers? There's not anymore.
There's not.
So I guess there were, but there aren't anymore.
I didn't hear about the stickers.
I didn't either, until the guy said we didn't have any.
So I think he's just stating a fact. He's like, we don't have stickers. He's like, we never had stickers.
Yeah, I don't think we had stickers, because we don't. So the coupon they gave us was for one medium fry and medium drink with a purchase of, a four-piece crisp buttermilk crispy tenders.
Yeah.
So, all right, fine. I'm kind of hungry. I'm not hungry enough for four. I saw someone eating a 10-piece and like sharing it with his whole family, so I'm like, I'm not going to eat a 10-piece. I'll get a six-piece, and I'll get a free drink and fries. I don't even like the fries, but I don't want them to have the fries anymore. I want to take it from them.
They don't deserve the fries.
They took my time, so I'm taking their stock for free. So I ask, can I get a six-piece chicken, and here's this coupon. And he's like, oh, sorry, the coupon's only for four-piece. And I'm like, that's not how the coupon works. The coupon is, you can buy as much as you want, and they'll give you the coupon. That's how it's supposed to work. But he wouldn't do it. I guess he was a new cashier or something. He wouldn't do that policy. So I'm like, all right, fine. Can I get 2 4 pieces? I'll get an 8. I don't really want 8. I want 6, but I'll get 8. I can't eat 4. I'm really hungry. So he gives me he doesn't give me anything. He puts it in the register and they make it.
Yeah. Meanwhile, at my register, I've ordered a 10 count because I do not see, unlike Howard, I do not see the guy sharing a 10 count with his whole family. And, you know, I've been waiting for so long. I'm really starving and angry. And so I get a 10 count. I think I'm going to do that all. And my guy, he takes the coupon. He looks all confused. And then he goes and, like, talks to somebody in the back. And then he comes back. And then he had forgotten to ring up my fries that were supposed to be free. So then he gave me that. And then I was kind of just awkwardly standing there with my fries, but then no food or drink yet.
And the fact that the cashiers didn't know how to use this coupon that the manager was handing out to everyone
was a little upsetting. Like, you feel like there should be, he should tell people, I'm giving out this coupon now. People are going to be using it.
Yeah. So that happened. We wait for our food to get made, which actually was pretty fast considering how many people were there. But there's a reason it was so fast.
Because they messed up.
They messed up. Messed up. And they always mess up.
Yeah.
Like, before I walked in, that's the reason I don't like this particular franchise, is because they never get my order right.
Yeah.
Ever. So, okay. I asked for a medium. We're supposed to get a free medium drink, medium fries. They give us a large cup. I'm not going to complain about getting more than I should have got.
That's fine.
But the fact that they did it anyway kind of makes me annoyed.
Since they didn't have Szechuan sauce, I ordered barbecue sauce. And then they didn't give me any sauce. And so then I told the lady, I was like, hey, I was supposed to have a barbecue sauce. I don't have any sauce. And then she tells me they're out of barbecue sauce, and then she's like, she like finds some like the little, you know, pre-packaged, not like the
cup, opposite, yeah, of the
opposite of the pre-packaged,
like one of those little takeaway cups.
Yeah, and she gives me the ones that are like have probably been like sitting out there for a really long time, you know, in this little drawer.
Yeah, and so that, and then they also have this new like honey. It's just honey.
Yeah,
they have honey now, That's the big thing. There's a lot of new sauces, and to kick it off, they're gonna give away a few Szechuans. Yeah. So I was like, all right, no Szechuan, I'll take honey, because honey goes really good with chicken. Mm-hmm. She's like, we don't carry honey, even though I saw someone eating honey earlier. The man who's had the 10-piece had honey sauce. She's like, we only have honey mustard. And I'm like, well, that's not even remotely similar to what I asked for. So I just didn't take it. Okay, I go back to the table. I look in. Now, reminder, I had to order 2 4-counts in order to get more than 6, or 6 or greater. They gave me 1 4-count. So I go back up there again, and I say, you owe me a 4. I don't say it like that, but yeah. I say, I'm missing a 4-piece.
Yeah. And we're polite throughout this whole thing,
yeah,
by
the
way.
We're polite.
We do. We keep our cool.
We saved it for now. We're like, we ordered a 4-piece. And they go, okay. So that's it. Okay. Then they start dealing with other people's orders. And I'm like, I'm waiting on that 4-piece. And they're like, here, just take this. And they hand me someone else's order.
And it's a 6-count.
They don't even look at it. It could have not even been buttered chicken. It could have been something else. It could have been like a Big Mac. They just give it to me. And it's a 6-count. So I wanted a 6-count to begin with. Now I have 10. Which I knew was going to be too much. So that's why I didn't order 10.
Yeah.
So they give me 10. Now I have 10 chicken.
And so how are they? How do they taste? How do these, after all this waiting, after waiting an hour and a half for them, how do they taste?
Well, let's start with the 6-count, which has been sitting on this counter now for a while. The reason she gave it to me is because no one else took it, even though they ordered it. So it's now cold. So that was already minus points.
The pieces are not uniform size. So you have some monster ones that don't even fit in your dipping sauce.
Yeah.
And then you have some tiny ones.
That are smaller than like the chicken nuggets. And both of those count for one tender. So I have no idea what I'm actually supposed to be getting, because I know they're not all supposed to be that small, but I know they're also probably not all supposed to be huge either.
Yeah.
So they may think it evens out, but I don't know what I'm supposed to be getting. Did I get all what I'm supposed to get? So that was part of it. And they weren't good. They were regular chicken. They were below average chicken.
It was definitely below. I mean,
it was like soggy.
Yeah, it was not enjoyable. I mean, it wasn't horrible. It wasn't the worst thing. I probably prefer the taste of those to the nuggets, but
yeah, I do too. Let's get the cartilage in the nuggets.
Yeah, the cartilage in the nuggets.
You'll
disgusting.
Take a bite into it, and it's like a crunch, and it's very unsettling.
That's horrible.
So the buttermilk doesn't have cartilage. So I guess that's a
It's a step up.
It's a step up. They're going in the right direction, but
like
it was really gross.
But like saying something like, "Oh, that wasn't genocide. It was a step better." You know, that's not that great.
Yeah, okay, so yeah. It's just, I can't take it anymore. I can take it. I can take it more. I'm going to take it more.
I'm going to take it more.
You'll see what we do after in a few minutes. I'm going to do something. But I'm not going to do it right now. due to time restraints.
Wow.
It just made me so annoyed.
This felt good. This is very...
This isn't the end.
I know. At the end, goodbye. That's it.
This is the end of the McDonald's story.
Oh, that's right. There's more.
There's more to it. So, they give this massive drink. And I don't like getting drinks at McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
Because it means that it's like I'm going to have to be drinking this sugary like soda or something when I could just be not having that. But I was so pissed off that I wanted to take something from them. So I took Powerade. This like huge jug of Powerade, which is really bad for you if you're not doing exercise. And I drink it. And then I'm like, all right, I'm not going to have another Powerade because that would like kill me. So I'm like, I'm going to have some, they got some sweet tea and I got lemonade. I'm going to mix them together and have like a half and half. So I go to one of the vending machines, one of the fountains. And I get some lemonade and it's water. It's just water. So I'm like, okay, they must be out of the lemonade powder. Let me go to the other machine. And I get some of that, and it's water. Yeah. Don't have any lemonade, just water.
And I go to refill my Sprite. The first time I went, they have 2 soda machines. They have the one on the right, and it was fine. And then I go to, there's a whole huge line for the one at the right for some reason, so I go to the one at the left, and I refill mine, and it's just carbonated water, which is pretty nasty.
Yeah.
So. I mean, I like seltzer water, but you know, not when I'm when you're expecting Sprite.
Yeah.
And then you taste something that's not it, that's not pleasant.
And so yeah, nothing went right.
Nothing.
Nothing they did. So this is me mad at the McDonald's franchise?
Yes.
And the McDonald's Corporation. And,
And can you believe it? It's been 15 minutes already.
That's so funny. That's the first half of this episode. I like that.
So, it's that time. It's that time
already.
Again.
Already. And this is this song was picked especially for the way we feel today.
Yeah, it's incredibly relatable to our situation. Do you want to start? Or do you want me to start?
Why don't you start?
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Some stupid chicken in the checkout line
was paying for chicken with nickels and dimes.
And some old man had good coupons
and argued whenever they wouldn't take one.
All I wanted to buy were some Szechuan sauce, but I couldn't take it anymore, so I left. I hate everyone.
I hate everyone.
I hate everyone.
I hate everyone.
All the people on the street,
I hate you all.
And the people that I meet,
I hate you all.
And the people that I know,
I hate you all.
And the people that I don't,
I hate you all.
I hate you all. I bet you think that I'm kidding,
but I promise you it's true.
I hate most everybody,
but most of all I hate,
oh, I hate you. All the people on the street,
I hate you all.
And the people that I meet,
I hate you all.
And the people that I know,
I hate you all.
And the people that I don't,
I hate you all.
All the people in the east,
I hate you all.
And the people I hate least,
I hate you all.
And the people in the west,
I hate you all.
And the people I like best,
I hate you all.
Oh, I hate you all.
So mad.
We had to record that twice.
That's how angry I was.
So yeah,
In other news, I guess we should move on. Part of me wants to spend the entire 30 minutes, because I could easily spend an entire 30 minutes talking about this experience.
Well, now we're going to call McDonald's headquarters.
Here we go.
I'm going to put him on speakerphone.
As we tried to do before.
Yeah, we called them while we were there to see if the sauce thing was true, and they just disconnected us.
Thank you for calling McDonald's.
You're
for
welcome.
Anything related to employment at McDonald's, oh. Or
yes, I would like a job
on
this.
Obtaining a W-2 form,
fantastic.
Please press 1.
Organization.
McDonald's customers, please press 2.
The fact that employment options come before customer service,
oh my,
shows
goodness.
You how little they care.
They care about their customers.
I'm hitting 2.
Hit 2.
Oh, now it's connecting me to someone else. I don't know who it's connecting me to.
To tell us about your experience at a McDonald's restaurant, just say feedback. You can also say nutrition or ingredients, restaurant address and phone information, mobile app help.
Feedback.
Feedback.
Because your call is so important to us,
oh.
It will be recorded for quality assurance.
Good.
In addition, if your
Good.
Call is regarding feedback about your recent experience at one of our restaurants, the call recording may be shared with the McDonald's franchise owner or others
Good.
Responsible
I hope
for restaurant
is.
Operations.
I think
Lastly, you are invited to participate in a brief automated survey immediately following this call
oh, are
to
we?
Rate our call center
How kind.
Performance. To participate
oh, I
in
love
this
surveys.
Survey,
I
please
love it.
Stay on the line after speaking to the customer service representative. Please hold, and I'll connect you to the next available agent.
I'm sure you will.
You're just going to hear the same thing twice podcast, okay? Actually, I better pause this. I don't know if I can't record it. Well, they're recording us.
Yeah, they're recording us.
Yeah, I'll check with them first.
Oh, yeah, is this...
When they pick up, we'll say, is it okay for you to record this conversation?
Yeah.
Dun, dun. Because, unlike Donald, I do respect the
I do respect,
rights.
You know, rights. And, you know, happiness.
I think it's hold music.
I know. This music is trying to calm me down, but I'm too angry. It will not calm me down. Even the sweet, smooth jazz of this whole music cannot tame the fire burning within me. Maybe it can a little bit.
At least they didn't hang up on it this time.
Yeah. Last time, they hung up. Which, you know, they really care.
So, how was your day before this? Tell them about what you were doing.
I took a test.
You took a test?
Yeah, and I messed it up. I was really tired, and I messed up some questions.
Yeah, this has just been a stellar day for everybody. I had to wake up early to go to my little brother's football game, but he won, so...
So that's not... That's pretty good.
You know, it was pretty good, but, you know, getting up early is not always very fun.
Yeah, especially when it's like a weekend.
Yeah.
It was a long weekend, though.
At least we didn't get up early to go wait in line for the sauce.
Yeah, we should have.
I thought
music paused, but I thought they were going to let us through. You know, we might have to end the episode before they pick up on
Probably.
Us. There's 10 minutes left.
Maybe we should just start talking about other things and keep this in the background.
We are, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, we are.
I'm so mad.
All right,
I can't even think of other things. I mean, not even today. But
like other things in general. I'm just focused on this infuriating experience. What? All right. This is probably the worst fast food experience you've had.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Well, all right. Well, let's see. What are some other contenders? Was my question.
Well, one time I was just gonna say I had to wait a long time to get my food. I guess that was worse because I didn't wait on purpose.
Yeah.
That was also McDonald's, I think. I mean, one time I was at a McDonald's.
Yeah.
When I was very, very little. And you know, the playgrounds they have?
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere does it say you can't wear, you have to wear shoes. It doesn't say you can't be barefoot. So, somewhere in very small print says you have to wear socks or something. I was wearing sandals that day. I go play on the playground.
Mm-hmm.
I go back to my family because the food's there. Or something, I don't remember why I went back to my family. I guess it's time to leave. And I look down, and my feet are bleeding.
Oh my gosh! That's horrible.
I never even felt myself get cut, but I look down, and I'm bleeding out of my feet. So we go and talk to the manager.
Yeah.
And this part always confused me.
Mm-hmm.
They give me socks as a sign of forgiveness, of apology. Why did they have socks behind the counter?
How did they?
And
this happen often?
Yeah, exactly. And these weren't man socks. It wasn't the manager gave me his socks. These were little yellow, McDonald's yellow, baby socks. And I was just how do you have them? I guess this must happen a lot.
That's
Hello?
Hello? Call ended.
They hung up on me.
They hung up.
Well, another short episode of McDonald's.
Customer service. Don't even get me started. Oh boy, I'm so mad now. This is why your company is failing.
Boy, you can introduce as many new sauces as you want, but if you only bring 20 of them,
you can put breakfast beyond just breakfast all day. Breakfast for every day for everybody's. You know, just free breakfast. And you know what? You're still going to fail.
Took you a moment to put that together.
You can't.
You breakfast all day, you can cut it. You need breakfast for all of day.
not just.
You need breakfast 24/7. Yeah, not just all day. All night.
All night. You breakfast. You could never stop serving people breakfast for free. And you'd still fail. Because this is how you treat your customers.
The point of the day was not to introduce the Szechuan sauce. Well, it was introduced to the chicken, but also their new signature sauce. I don't think they even had any. I didn't see anyone have it. I didn't ask for it myself because I just didn't, what flavor is signature? I couldn't be bothered with it. I didn't want them to, look, your ads
worked. It tastes like ink.
Yeah, I didn't want to be look, your ad's working. I'm trying a new sauce.
Yeah.
I just didn't need anything. Any sauce. I'd ketchup. But... What was I gonna say?
Yeah, I don't know. You're talking about.
You can introduce as many new sauces as you want, and even if they're but if you're gonna the whole point of the day was not for me to do signature sauce. Nobody showed up to try their new buttermilk chicken signature sauce.
People were only there. Literally, there was a huge line of people. Just so many people in line, and it was not for to try their new buttermilk chicken. It was for the Szechuan sauce.
It was for the Szechuan sauce because they promised they'd have it. They advertised it on Twitter. They advertised it everywhere. They were like, we're going to have... all the new websites were like, McDonald's is bringing it back in limited supply. They said limited supply. They said super... okay, I'll be fair. They said super limited supply. That does not mean
10
to show up there at like 10 in the morning so they get it at 2. I get it. If you show up at 2, you should not expect to get the sauce.
Yeah.
But like, you shouldn't have to show up more than an hour early.
Yeah, that's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, it was.
You should have more than 10 sauces.
Yeah. per location.
Per location.
And yeah, this wasn't just ours that messed up. Like, I'm looking online. This was everywhere. They had like max 20.
Wow.
Like, I heard the main one in New York City had like 15.
In New York.
In New York City.
That is crazy.
Yeah. And they had 10 sauces and 11 posters, which is ridiculous. And by the way, they were supposed to have posters for every flavor of sauce.
That's true.
And they only had the Szechuan posters, and they only had 11 of them. Which, why don't they have the... You're supposed to get the sauce and the poster.
You're supposed to get the sauce and the poster. So
They can't do that. They have more posters than sauce. And to make people feel better, they gave them either the sauce or the poster.
Yeah.
So they can get to more people. So, okay, you went from 10 to 20. That means nothing.
Yeah.
There were hundreds of people.
But those 10 people who showed up to get the sauce were instead having to get posters. Which is kind of dumb anyway. You know, at least they got something, but like, they weren't coming to get a poster of the sauce.
Yeah.
We're coming to get the sauce.
And it's not like the sauce is hard to produce.
It's probably not.
I could look online a recipe for it or something. Like, what was their idea? What did they think would happen?
I don't know.
Like, oh yeah, we're going to advertise the heck out of this. And then only 10 people get it. And
makes me mad.
And the fact that they were so unorganized, the manager didn't even think they had any.
He didn't.
He thought they had nothing. Then they found out they had 11 posters, no sauce. And then eventually, after like telling everyone to go home, they found 10 more sauces.
Yeah.
That they previously had none. It's like, McDonald's has got to get it together.
Got to get it together.
So...
This has been capitalism.
Yeah,
it's all. I hate capitalism.
It's not even.
It should be communism. Everybody should get the sauce. Everybody should get the sauce.
So let's look on eBay for a second to see how much the sauce is going for. Yeah. I'm gonna go for one of the bidding.
How much this is worth? Keep in mind we were 15, 20 people away from this much money.
eBay classifies it as TV memorabilia.
Really? Oh, that makes sense. You see, it's not even a McDonald's thing at this point. You know. People weren't there. You know, I'm sure there were people there who don't normally go to a McDonald's.
Whoops.
Which is kind of ridiculous. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I would never have gone to McDonald's today if it wasn't for this promotion.
Me either.
So somebody's selling a framed poster for, they must have bought like a Michael's cheap frame already. It's $10 for the poster. That's like nothing. No one cares about the poster.
Nobody cares.
Oh, yeah, they had promo cards too. We didn't get any promo cards.
Or stickers.
Apparently they had stickers. We didn't get any stickers. This guy's selling the sauce and the poster for $50. This is so fake. He sold 114 of them, 144 of them.
How could he sell 144?
That is so clearly fake. I can't believe people are buying this.
Oh no. If you're interested and you see stuff like that, you can't get it. Because the real stuff is like, how much? Yeah. Let's see.
The cheapest one I see that I'd actually verified true with a picture of the receipt is $500. That's the cheapest one. Where I can see it, somebody actually has it.
$500.
And all these people are saying they have 2 packets. So some restaurants have enough to give out 2 per person.
Oh my god, my voice went out.
How can they do this?
This is crazy.
Let me see if there's any sold listings.
The system's rigged.
The last thing we're going to do is see the sold listings.
Yeah.
Added it to cart by accident.
Yeah.
eBay just changed the way their layout is, and I can't figure it out anymore.
Yeah, it's confusing. It makes me mad.
This actually, I don't mind that much. It's not that much different.
That's okay. You do you, eBay.
So they've sold. All right, one guy got the sauce for $250.
Ooh.
Somebody sold the sauce for $42. Does he know what he had? Somebody sold it for $25.
You held gold.
You're never going to find it for $25 again, though. But someone was selling it for $100, and they got it. $45 for the packet of poster.
There was a guy outside. Oh, I forgot to mention this. There was a guy outside at our McDonald's. He was just wandering back and forth.
He's like, I got $50. I'll buy your sauce.
Yeah.
To people who didn't have the sauce.
We didn't even have the sauce.
Why didn't he just wait in line?
Yeah, that's what I say. I was like, he got here like as early as us, if not earlier.
He got here before we did and just walked out asking to buy people's sauce.
Should have just gotten in line.
Well, it's that time. It's over.
All right, it's time.
So here's what we're going to ask you to do. You don't have to tell your friends to watch Cardigans. You don't have to tell your friends to subscribe.
No.
We're asking you to send this episode to as many people as you can so they know what happened. Truth. It's time we put an end to this. If this show can have any influence,
I hope it's to get
hashtag boycott McDonald's.
There you go.
Yeah, boycott McDonald's.
Hashtag boycott McDonald's. Hashtag Cardigans.
Show your support on our Facebook page, Cardigans the Podcast at Facebook.com. That's Facebook.com/CardigansThePodcast.
Can't talk.
Send us an email at.
I forgot my videos at gmail.com.
I almost had the wrong email. I almost said Cardigan, which isn't an email.
It's not an email.
Send it to IForgotMyVideos@gmail.com. And just please send this episode around.
Yeah, share
it. Even if you don't like this podcast, we're not asking you to subscribe.
Send your love. We're just asking you to send this video
to people.
And let them know
that this is
truth.
The truth. Yeah. Maybe they'll bring it back. Maybe they'll bring back Szechuan sauce.
Maybe if we get enough people to hashtag boycott McDonald's,
they'll bring back the sauce. So let's get that trending.
Let's do it. Activism.
This has been a production of I Forgot My Videos Incorporated. I'm Howard Malk.
I'm Joshua Mutterpearl.
And we're signing off.